Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, and hello everybody. Welcome to our program. And we want to welcome all our new listeners and people that have joined us in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. You know, the other day I was walking down the road, and I realized for the first time, talking about and thinking about people in nursing homes around this country and other countries, and I realized that people in nursing homes do not have service dogs.
That's correct.
You know, and it really bothered me.
Me too.
And so I called. I called James Bahamundi, who's our attorney, civil rights lawyer, and himself disabled, of course, and he told me that the courts look down on service dogs being brought in to nursing homes for residents. But they don't approve of it. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, we have the ADA, we have the civil rights law. You know, where is the law?
That's right.
Where do you turn? Now, how many people in nursing homes had to give up the service dog because they were put into a nursing home, and they had to release their dog to somebody or to the school or whatever. You know, they had to lose their guide dog or their service dog.
That's right.
They had to support what happened. The law does not protect us the way it protects everybody else. We've said that so many times, and it's so true.
It is.
No one who goes into a nursing home is forced to give up their sight or their limbs or whatever it is the dog provides. You know, in other words, they cannot be treated that way. But a disabled person can.
Right.
So we propose that we will help anyone in a nursing home who has left their guide dog behind, their service dog behind, or anyone who wants a service dog, we're putting the word out right here on this show that we will help them. And I told Bahamundi, I said, you know, would you take a case like that? He said he's got to research it. Well, whether he can take a case or not, we still would help the person who wants the service. Now, the big reason why the nursing homes don't approve service dogs is because it's a good indicator that someone doesn't have to be in a nursing home.
That's right.
They can be home.
Mm-hmm.
Where they live, where they used to live, or where they should be. So we are definitely attached to that, and I don't know why when the ADA declared that anyone trained a service dog, you know, you could do it on your own, I don't know why they didn't include people in nursing homes.
That's right.
How could they not? I mean, there's so many flaws in that law that, you know, that have to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. I have a fact when you're done.
What?
I have a fact, what they do in the nursing homes and how they invite companion dogs for the residents to pet and feel, you know, good about it and walk around, you know. So why do they invite those dogs and not their service dogs? That's really a shame.
That makes it worse.
It does.
dogs that come in. They have what they call them therapy dogs.
Exactly. So why can't they have
therapy,
regular?
A therapy dog, to my knowledge, is not covered by the law, but a service dog is.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing that goes on when there's no law, no enforcement, no demands by any of the agencies. And the other fact that I wonder about is how many schools have taken advantage of this and told their donors, oh, well, we're thinking about trying to get people in nursing homes to have service dogs, so we got to raise another $500,000.
There you go. Shoot.
You can be damn sure that they in some way use this information and this thing that's going on to their advantage.
That's true.
I mean, how can you trust an agency to kill the guide dog? I don't trust them.
I
don't think I'll ever trust them again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this situation, and a big reason why thousands of people cannot improve is because they don't have a service dog that they need and want.
That's right.
That's what a service dog does to someone. It improves your life. It improves your mental being. It improves the whole aspect of why you're struggling and living as a disabled person.
Right.
And it's just another example of how these nursing homes are very closed-minded when it comes to helping the people that they're supposed to help.
That's
a horrible,
correct, horrible
situation that goes on, and we'll be addressing this somewhat at the ADA this month in at Silo. Inner Sight has been invited to say a few words about service dogs in the ADA. So we're going to be addressing this and bringing it up, that people in nursing homes should have the same right to apply for a service dog and get it. And this is what happens when there's no law, no licensing, no regulation. They could never get away with this. The schools for the disabled to train the dogs could never get away with this if they were licensed. They would have to show proof why they're not servicing a particular people. Now, not everybody in a nursing home, of course, can have a service dog. We understand that, and we're not saying that everybody should have a service dog. No, but
they should have the right to apply.
Now, the way it is now, they're excluding everyone.
That's right.
I've never heard of anyone applying for a service dog as a resident of a nursing home.
Neither have I.
Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am wrong. I don't think so. Look that up.
Yeah, there isn't any on that. I don't even have to look that one up. I wish there was.
How many people in nursing homes have service dogs?
Okay,
Get
simple.
Up. Google it.
I am.
All right, Inner Sight, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My good friend Tom and Michelle, 631-286-0444. Catering, lunch, dinner. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. And you'll see some wonderful, beautiful presence of Milton at Shelby's Kitchen. God, the great guide dog. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Forster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and many, many more. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight's reminder to the world. All right, we're brought to you by Nobody Stops on Long Island, my buddy Gary, Dog Food, Cat Food, and medical when he's able to do it, the applicant on donation. 631-484-3085. And I once again want to thank all our friends who have participated in the Day for Milton on May 19th. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Had a wonderful conversation with Jose Delgado today, and he is behind us 1,000% with these two nursing home shows that we have produced. On Monday, I have a meeting with Jill.
Oh, great.
Get all the information up on the website, and they're going to be promoting it the same way they promoted the Day for Milton. So we're going to be out there. People are going to be watching these shows.
Yes.
And I learned again today that there's a great need for accessible housing right here on Long Island.
Yeah.
And that's what we're aimed at. Getting rid of these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. And we'll be working with and following Mr. Joe Gibson, whose ambition it is to be elected to Congress, and who has promised already to sponsor a bill to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So I was told today that if we can pull that off, it's going to be a miracle.
It sure would be.
All right, Inner Sight. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And we also have a commitment by SILO to give us space to hold the first news conference in October on nursing homes.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know if there have been other news conferences with the solution. Well, there's the difference. The solution, turn them into accessible housing.
Oh, yeah.
I believe this would be a first.
I have a couple different articles here about service dogs and nursing homes. So when you get a chance, I could read just a little bit of the highlights of some of these, because there are a lot.
Oh, all right, so people have written about it.
Yep.
Obviously. All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, to get some good info. Kennedy Realty. And we're brought to you by the Big East, Takeda Rescue, Joanne Diamond, Takeda Lady, 609-388-7004. Email Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Adopt a Takeda. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our email, Inner Sight 1620 at Gmail. That's God's mail.
Yes.
.com. Gmail.com. 1620, Inner Sight 1620, gmail.com. All right, and phone number 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight number. Now, what did you say? You found articles? Where were
there many, actually. They were written on, how caring for people and having a guide dog, service dog, whatever you need, they're allowed by the ADA to do that. And I looked a step further, and they're allowed to, if, like, you're in a nursing facility, they're allowed to come into the nursing facility. However, I don't see where, you know, there is a complete
come in.
Care.
Yeah, of course. We know.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that.
I know. I'm just saying. We're just saying how many people, you know, have service dogs while they're in, you know, nursing
homes. Yeah,
approximately.
Have service dogs.
I have an approximate number.
That's
approximately 200,000 dogs are trained and work as service animals. It takes roughly 18 months, blah, 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 blah. And they give that, but I haven't seen anything as a clear-cut answer. I think it's, you know,
nothing to do with the question
right.
that I'm asking.
Exactly.
They always avoid the question. You ever notice that?
I know. I always, yes.
Monumental that they do that.
Yeah, I know.
Let me repeat the question again. How many people, how many residents in nursing homes have service dogs?
Man, that's what I typed.
None, right?
None, zero. Doesn't have that. And if it does, it's not well, like if you were to just say, you know, you should have that as a big, you know, that's something big that people would want to know. How many people.
Well, what else do the article say? Stick to the article. What else do they say?
Hang on. Hold on, I just
actually, an article.
Yes, there are many articles. That's the problem. Where to put your eggs in what basket is the problem.
Well, just okay, read some of the highlights.
The highlights? Okay. Caring for patients with service dogs. Information for healthcare providers. All right. And it says online journal of issues in nursing. Caring for patients with service dogs, information for healthcare providers. And then it goes on, people with disabilities use various assistance devices to improve their capacity to lead independent and fulfilling lives. Service dogs can be crucially life-saving companions for their owners. As the use of service dogs increase, nurses are more likely to encounter them in healthcare settings. Once again, I'm still reading, but once again, there's nothing what you had asked me in this abstract
not,
I'm reading.
Not addressing
yeah.
our
no,
question at all.
They never do.
I mean, you know, did you Google it? Did you put it in Google?
Yeah, I put it in. I mean,
how'd you put
hold
it
on,
in?
Let
read it.
Yeah, how many people have service dogs in nursing homes? That's all I wrote.
No.
Nursing, yeah.
How many residents
oh,
of
instead
nursing
of
homes
people, okay.
have service
how
dogs? See, that's why you're getting it wrong.
Let's
see. How many residents in nursing homes have service dogs? Put that in.
N-U-R-S-I-N-G. Yeah, I will. Nursing homes.
All right,
come
inner
on.
Sight. Now, do it quietly. Inner sight.
Yes, yes.
And what we need to do is find someone, or maybe they'll find us, who wants a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
Who's innocent. You know, and they want the service dog to be more independent, which, of course, indicates that they want to get the hell out of that place and go home, you know, and start to train, find the dog, you know, go through the process and bring the dog in and go through the whole thing and let the person have their dog. Now, that's one of the things that Inner Sight definitely would do. We would find the right person, you know, who wants the dog and all that. We would definitely fight for them as much as we could to have their dog. Did you find anything on that?
Yeah, but it's still going beating around the bush. I mean, it's not. I wrote down exactly what you said. How many residents in nursing homes have service dogs? Correct.
Yeah.
And I didn't get.
What'd you get?
I didn't get that. I wish I did, but I didn't get. One of them is caring for patients back again with service dogs information for healthcare providers. That's one of the things. Assisted living and service dogs for the elderly. That doesn't give me an answer, so that's just the title. Therapy dogs in long-term healthcare environment. Nah, that's just therapy
so
dogs. That's not service dogs.
So we have to conclude that no one has a service dog who's a resident of a nursing home.
Well, they did say one thing that might have an indication. Somebody asked, can I bring my service dog into a nursing home? And then it says, legally, yes. You're allowed if the dog is a working service animal and not just a pet. The legal basis for allowing this
service dog. That. All right. So we assume, you know, and maybe we'll find out where we're wrong, which I hope we do. We assume that no one in a nursing home who's a resident of a nursing home has a service dog. Right?
Yeah.
So.
Because they don't concretely say it.
No, well, they don't say a lot of things.
That's true.
So InnerSight is reaching out, you know, as part of our new policy, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. We're reaching out, offering people who are residents of nursing homes if they want a service dog. We would be happy to go and interview them, talk with them, show them a guide dog, show them my dog, how she works, what she does, and, you know, find out what the extent of their disability is. Talk to the, with their permission, talk to the social workers and the therapists and all that. And, you know, the person, if they want one, we'll train it. Now, it could be a guide dog. It could be a psychiatric service dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a dog an assistant dog that picks things up for you, or whatever. It depends on what the person wants the dog to do for them.
That's right.
That's the key. Right there. So, I believe that we're the first guide dog school to do this, to reach out to people. You know? And now keep in mind, and this is worth repeating, this is a good way to get out of the damn nursing home.
That's correct. That's what they're saying.
They don't want the dog in there. They don't want you to have a dog in a nursing home. Let them find you an apartment and throw you out. You know,
that's right.
They should give you a bunch of money, too, for taking all your damn money.
That's right.
And the nursing home should really pay for the training of the dog.
That's true.
So, there you have something new.
Yeah.
That I've never... When I spoke with Baha Monday, he told me that the courts look down on such a thing and don't approve of it, and it would be a very tough case to fight in court. We're not
afraid
of that.
That's crazy.
824,
yeah.
New York, inner sight. And don't forget, tomorrow night, the funnies, and Louie will be here, Jimmy Dinigan. I got to tell you how. Tomorrow night, Jimmy Dinigan goes to summer school.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what a riot that was.
Were you in summer school with him?
And Sweet Pepper Treat is expected to be here tomorrow night, so.
That's good.
We'll have some musical interludes. All right, Insight. Phones are open if you have a question. 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
I don't see any right now, but I refreshed. Yes, we have a lot more. One is an unknown caller. I don't have, you know, their name or anything, but they're in the 631 area code, so we could let them in. And we have Lorraine.
We have callers on the line. All right, yes. If you want to speak, push the prompt. Push one. We'll get your signal.
And this one wants to speak.
Bring you in on the show. All right, so let's take the, we have a 631.
Yep, beer comes.
Hello, inner sight.
Hey, guys.
Danny.
Is
hey.
That Danny? Hey, Danny.
How you doing?
Good. Well.
Yeah.
My story begins in 2020. I end up losing my house, and then I end up in Apex.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem at all.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm doing better than most of the damn residents, because the minute I feel anything, I dial and get out of here until they fix it. Fix the problem. You know,
well, that's
and
good.
It's...
Now, wait a minute. Let's back up, because I didn't understand. You were walking near your house, you said, and what happened?
No. I was in my house.
In your house.
And basically, town of Brookhaven shut it down.
Why did they shut it down?
Because they said that it was an inhabited place to live, because I had a dog, and they claimed that we were doing stuff that we were not.
So did you go to court?
No, but I don't know who to sue, because I think it was a whole big racial thing.
Well, you got to talk to a lawyer about that.
No,
but how'd you wind up in a nursing home? You're in a nursing home, right?
Yes.
How did that happen?
Because I was in Stony Brook. I went to Stony Brook because me and my aide at the time had a fight about my... had a fight, so... I just said, check me into Stony Brook, because if she didn't, I was going to punch you in the mouth.
Oh, that's not
so
good.
You had a fight. I had a fight, and they brought you into Stony Brook on the mental, right? And were you in the mental?
Not mental, no. Not, and
nope.
Then I got admitted to 15 North for that was in August. No, that was in June 30th of last year. And then on March 24th, I moved to Apex.
Apex, where is that?
It's
nursing
in
home.
Huntington.
Yep, my mom was in it for a little while.
So they put you in a nursing home because you had no place else to go, right?
Yeah, but you know something? I'm not saying evil, wife. I'll tell you that right the fuck now.
How long have you been there?
Since
don't curse
March,
on the show. How long have you been there?
Since March 24th.
About 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you have any prospects to get out? Any?
Any help?
Or what?
Any help would be really appreciated.
Well, you need an apartment.
Yeah, but do you have connections in the city? In the city, because I'm done with Suffolk County.
Oh, you want to leave Suffolk County?
Yeah.
You don't want to live in Suffolk County?
Nope.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for coming on like this.
You have to get on the list to start with.
Where do I start?
Section 8.
Yep.
Can you help me? Can
you? Queens or whatever.
Do you know?
Tell the social workers that they're supposed to do that for you.
Yeah, in the nursing home.
You want a Section 8 application, and they got to make it out. Send it in.
Yeah.
It's called a Section 8 application?
Yeah. They probably have them in the office.
They have also something called Open Doors. Did you register with that?
Open Door? Where would that be?
That's in the nursing home. One of the social workers handles that and will help you fill out the application.
Yeah.
But also tell them that you need Section 8 housing while she's doing that.
Yeah, you
okay,
got to get
Section
on.
8. Section 8 and then Open Door, right?
No, first
yes.
Open Doors and then they'll help you.
Both. Do both.
Yeah, exactly.
So both do Open
Doors?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Frank, can you come up and visit? Or Suzanne? Joy?
I'm legally blind and Frank is almost totally blind.
Nah, I get that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll try to visit you, but get your name on these programs.
Yeah, it's important.
It's the, what is it again?
One is called Open Doors, okay, and then the other is, Section 8 application, whatever opens up, you're going to have to, you know, look and do that. I mean, it's
can
not
you,
the easiest thing.
Can you send me the info via email if I give you an email address?
The social worker in the nursing home has
does
to
it.
Do that for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so the social worker should know?
Of course they should know.
Yeah, there she
goes. Section 8 and open door.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You gotta get on that and apply for it.
How long do you think it might take?
It depends on where you go.
I don't know. To that, be quiet.
Sometimes. Sorry. Thought he was
the engineer. Stop interfering.
I won't anymore.
Good. Be quiet.
I'll go
get
back
on the section 8. Yeah, section 8 and the open doors.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then we can...
We lost them.
See what we can do about pushing it through.
We lost them.
All right, inner sight. And we get back to our subject. Service dog in the nursing home. Very important. Not only what a service dog can do for someone to keep you safe, obviously, but what it does for you emotionally and the fact that now you have a friend, a companion, who loves you and cares about you, and someone who now is looking toward you to take care of it and help it. Now, it makes a big difference. Now, I'm not saying that everybody in a nursing home is able to do this. But I'm guessing, and I know, that there are thousands of people who could and would do it, given the chance. So, there's the other part. The dog helps you, yes. But how about the person helping the dog? You know, feeding it, taking care of it, brushing it. You got to get up in the morning, take it out, you know. And included in our advocacy would be fighting to get the home health aide into the nursing home to help the person with their service dog. See, the money is there for those aides. They're not being utilized the way they should. Now, all this is not going to sit well with the nursing home. Good. Good. That means, as we mentioned before, they're not going to want you there. And there's your way out. You know, the old horrible expression, which I hate, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Well, there's more than one way to kill a damn nursing home. And we're coming up with them. So anybody out there who feels the need for a service dog, even if you're not sure, contact us. You know, maybe we'll contact you. And we'll be happy to visit you as long as we can get there and give you a demonstration of a service dog. That would be my dog. So she goes with me wherever I go.
Frank, Lorraine's on the phone.
Anyone who has...
And Danny.
Has the feeling that they would benefit from a service dog. And if you have, as long as you have an idea what you want the dog to do for you, you've got to know that. Contact Inner Sight 631-224-3090. Our website is innersight.info. And the email, you can send us email, innersight 1620-1620 gmail glikegeorgemail.com. Now, what'd you say? Who's on the phone? On the line?
Danny Colbeck and Lorraine's on the line waiting to come in.
Well, bring Lorraine in. Lorraine is like a regular.
Okay.
On the show. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yourselves?
Good, good. How's the show?
It's going well. We had a Q&A today.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a Q&A show. Questions and answers. Yeah. I mean,
now,
it's funny the way... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, see, I didn't have no engineer. So what I had to end up doing was three-waying my co-host with Q&A, that he had to call another person. Then the other person had to call the other friend. So at least, you know, they weren't able to call in. They couldn't be unmuted. So I had them to three-way each other. That way, if anybody was there listening, you know, they could only listen to us. And then I told them, I gave them a number where they could leave their comments at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to improvise sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I had
to.
That's what we did.
Yeah. So now, how often is your show on?
It's on Tuesday. We have like a sports night on Tuesdays with Stony B and Black. That's what his name is, we call him, in the chat line world. And we have Wednesdays, that would be Shoot the Breeze, whatever conversation topic comes up, that's what we'll talk about, anything and everything. Everything that's going on in the world. Yeah. And then Q&A on Thursdays. Saturday is whatever floats your boat, whether the people can come in, they promote people. I promote people who, if they can sing, if they play an instrument, if they recite poetry, stand up, you know, things like that. It's like I said, a promotional of people that have good talent. So, I mean, and if they want to, they can sign up with my daughter, Tiana, that she can produce them.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Saturday and Sunday. Sunday is the inspirational service. Mm-hmm.
You're on five days.
Mm-hmm. Three during the week and two on the weekends.
Now,
and I'm off
time.
Monday and Friday. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, give the calling number. How are they going to find your show? Different times.
Okay, they can call 319-527-6201. Again, 319-527-6201. And that would be three nights a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, from 6:30 p.m. to 7. Then on Saturday, 6:30, same thing, 6:30 to 7. Sunday, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to find some way to advertise that, to put it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got all different times, you know.
Yeah.
So you might want to think about something like
that. It's basically the same time, but I have three during the week, like I said before, and two on the weekend.
Different days, what I meant. Yeah, different days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, people will get to know it after a while.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they will.
So good luck with it.
Thank you.
All right, Inner Side, talking tonight about residents in nursing homes who deserve and should have a service dog if the dog can help them and they can benefit from it. 844 New York.
Danny's back.
We have Danny again on the line?
Yes.
All right.
Here he comes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, so if I do those two applications.
Clear the board. Excuse me, Dan. Clear the board, please.
Yes, hold on. I'm getting to it. I know that.
Yeah, so what were you saying, Dan?
If I do the, if and when I do the two applications, then it's a winning game.
Yeah, you got to submit them, and they got to be processed and all that, and you know, you don't want to be in Suffolk County.
No.
So you got to put that down. You got to, you know, that has to be part of the application. Social worker should help you with that. And then it's a waiting game.
Well, write this down. What is it called again? What are the two apps?
Open Doors is one program. Open Doors application. You might have to call
Philo
for
that. Do you think I can
and then the other one,
do it now online, or?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, everything's online. You'll be able to get it online. Probably be faster that way.
Yeah, because I'll look it up tonight. And you know me, right? Guess what I did? Friends, you're going to wet yourself. I brought marijuana into the facility.
Yeah, well, they probably use it in there anyway, don't they?
Wait, what?
Don't they use marijuana now in medical?
No, they flipped that and told me we're going to call police if you do it again.
All right, so I guess it has to be prescribed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How,
yeah.
Suzanne, how was your mother? You said your mother was in here?
Yeah, my father both. And then they transferred over to Huntington Hills, and then from there to a closer nursing home near me.
How was the case?
Both died.
How was the case? You.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
All those places.
How was Apex? How did Apex do by you?
I transferred them to another nursing home. I wasn't pleased at all. You know?
How do I transfer? Because I want to be closer to Brooklyn.
You just have to
you
want ask.
To transfer out of the county. You gotta talk to them about the social work.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, talk to the social work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This whole thing is new to me. Sorry,
no, I
know. All the questions. Not new to me, but I mean, I've never been down this road, you know?
Yeah.
And what about your sister? She couldn't take you in?
At that time, she was, you know what you do, Frank? I can't discuss it on the air. Call me. Call me when you can. I'll give you the extension. On the air.
Yeah, alright.
It's 631-592-6400. And you want extension 6121.
Is that your room?
Yeah.
I saved it on the board.
6121. go directly to the room.
All right, so apply for those programs and get things going. Man. You know, if you want to get out of there.
Just open door and what's the other one? Open door.
Section 8.
Open door and Section 8. And I shouldn't feel bad going on Section 8.
No.
Yeah.
Other people do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just never been down this road, you know?
Well, it takes time.
All right, listen, we got to finish the rest of the show, but thanks for calling. Good luck.
All right. No, really. Okay.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, in a sight around the world, and don't forget tomorrow night's the funny, so we'll have some fun over here. But tonight, talking about the service dogs and nursing home residents, if anyone has a service dog that is being taken care of by a friend or whatever, and you want that, and you're in a nursing home, you're a resident, and you want that dog to be with you, call us. We can try to intervene and get your dog in there. You know, we've done it before. So, you know, and we have an attorney who we can consult. It won't cost you anything as a nursing home resident. And Innersight would be happy to do what we can to try to reunite you and the service dog. So don't despair. Don't give up. There's hope right here. And as I said before, and I can't stress this enough, it's a good way to get out. Well, let's use it. A service dog can help you get out of a nursing home. All right, Innersight. And I want to once again thank Silo for the invitation to speak at the ADA for a few minutes and talk about how you can train your guide dog on your own and have the backing of the ADA. And I also want to thank them for committing to promoting the two nursing home shows that we did, Nursing Home Horrors and the Nursing Home Solution. Two shows. One is on tonight, local, at 9:30. On Channel 20. So you want to check it out. And I believe the other one starts next week on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 35 on Verizon Files in the city. And 84, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And you can get that on MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. You can get that right on your smartphone. So check us out, and we'll hopefully be putting this information up on Twitter and the Facebook, and you'll soon be able to get it on Silo's website here in Suffolk County, New York. So we're moving forward. and hoping that Mr. Gibson, who you heard on the show a week or so ago, hoping that we'll, I'm pretty sure we're going to get him back on, hoping that Mr. Gibson will be successful in his run for Congress and draft the bill, because all disabled people, I'm going to speak for what Jose Delgado told me today, that for sure the independent living here center here in Suffolk County would definitely fight to pass that bill, and I'm sure we could get the other centers to join us. So it would be a chance of a lifetime. And I think the best tool we have, the best advantage we have to make this happen is the fact that it's going to save a lot of money for the government. And a lot of these candidates are talking like that, you know, conserve the money. Well, here's a way to do it. Get rid of these nursing homes. You know, demand that the agencies for the aged and the disabled pass a law that they have to raise money to keep people in their own home safely. Use the Volunteers for Freedom. All this is in our petition, by the way. Volunteers for Freedom. Home health aide certified. They donate their time. Why would they donate their time? Because they're going to be rewarded. We will reward them by paying one of their bills, college tuition, if they give us enough time, mortgage, phone bill, electric bill, whatever. So that would make up for any time that the person would need to remain safe in their own home. Coupled with the agencies raising the money, Volunteers for Freedom, accessible housing, and there you got a whole program. And the government, of course, will have to put up half the money. That's a big savings to government. So there's a whole new way of doing things. We need to legislate it. All right, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. And we're going to be with you tomorrow night on the Frolic. I want to thank all our listeners, callers, everybody who believes in freedom, justice, and equality. Join with Inner Sight to make these changes, because they're going to benefit you. They're going to benefit your neighbor. They're going to benefit your children, your mother, your father, everybody. All right? Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for listening. Suzanne Engineer, thank you. And
you're welcome.
Everyone who believes in freedom and what we're doing. Nothing that we are doing will hurt anyone. Everything that these nursing homes are doing hurts people every day. Take your choice, America. Do the right thing. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Fury, any messages? Fury, hello. Fury. Fury, what's the battery power?